Brock Purdy looked good. Is he ready to make his starting debut for the San Francisco 49ers? I don't think anyone's coming in to take his job just yet, but Baker Mayfield, is he an option? Kyle Shanahan at the podium in Santa Clara talking about maybe some veteran options that could be out there for the San Francisco 49ers. Right now, it's Brock Purdy, Josh Johnson. Let's get into the quarterback in the near future for the San Francisco 49ers now that Jimmy Garoppolo is out. Coming up on today's Locked On 49ers.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. Thanks for making us your first listen here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Brock Purdy, he's the guy, Croc. Brock Purdy's the guy. We got to start with Kyle Shanahan's comments, I think, here, because he was just before we started recording here, what I don't even know what date it is, Monday evening. Kyle Shanahan spoke. He still said that he had not quite gone over exactly the Baker Mayfield stuff yet, but he was asked point blank about newly released Baker Mayfield, if he was an option for the 49ers this season. And he said, we look into everything, but that would be a surprise to me right now. Feel pretty good with where we're at right now. But he did say this afternoon they were going to take a look at it. So it sounded like they were going to look into it more, but that right now Baker Mayfield probably isn't somebody the 49ers are going to claim. Now, if he passes through waivers, he becomes a little bit cheaper. And how cheap, you might ask, Croc? Go ahead and ask me.
How cheap?
So if Baker Mayfield was claimed, he would get a 5/18 of his weekly salary, because salaries are paid in the NFL per week. So you get 18 installments of your salary. He had a just under $5 million of base salary this year after that deal with the Cleveland Browns. So if any team claims Baker Mayfield, they would be on the hook and gets awarded that claim. By the way, the 49ers are 24th on the waiver wire. Then they would pay the prorated version of that contract, which would be $1.349 million. Now, if nobody claims Baker Mayfield and he hits free agency, and let's say someone like the 49ers were able to sign him to a minimum contract, then it'd only be about $287,000 that you'd owe him prorated the rest of the regular season. And it sounds like the 49ers, based on Kyle Shanahan's comments today and already signing Josh Johnson and already bringing in Jacob Eason to the practice squad for the 49ers, that I think they're going to roll at least for the next two games, the next 10 days, with what they've got in-house. Maybe if Baker Mayfield clears waivers, they would entertain the idea of signing him, maybe sign him on their own timeline, maybe wait till this game is over before they sign him so they can do what they need to roster-wise and maneuver things around. So, you know, they don't have that extra quarterback on their roster right away, like if they claimed Baker Mayfield, and obviously would spend a lot less on him. You know, you'd only be saving $1 million, but still, it's a little something on your cap, especially if you don't believe he would come in to clearly be the starter over Brock Purdy. Croc, your thoughts on the recently released Baker Mayfield?
I would sign him, and I know, or claim him if he falls to the 49ers. Listen, it's different when you start the season and you have a young quarterback that you need to develop. Right now, where the 49ers stand, I mean, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. They're one of the scariest teams in the NFL, and people really fear them, especially heading into the playoffs. So knowing that, I want to give them every opportunity to maximize this opportunity. And maybe it is Brock Purdy, but just in case it's not, I would like somebody behind him that I know has, one, taken the team to the playoffs, two, won a playoff game, and I get it. There's a reason why he's available. And it's actually sound like he made himself available because of this situation that the 49ers are going through with Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think he was initially getting released. He saw Jimmy break his foot, and he said, can y'all let me go? So I know things haven't gone well with him in Carolina. I think when you look at Baker Mayfield, his path to here, he played for Stefanski. Stefanski was someone who kind of came up under that Kubiak tree, which everybody looks at Kyle Shanahan as a Mike Shanahan guy. And yes, he did coach with him, but it was Kubiak that really kind of groomed him early on in his coaching experience. So there's a lot there with Kubiak, Stefanski, Shanahan, similar things. I think Baker Mayfield could come in. He can run this offense. He understands it. You got a plethora of weapons. Just don't be the a-hole that you've been or this bad apple guy. You don't have to start him right now over Brock Purdy. Go with Brock Purdy. See what you have. And if you like it, okay, you continue to go with him. But if not, you have somebody like Baker Mayfield who, you know, outside of Trey Lance, who, again, when we say most talented, doesn't mean much, right? Because you can be the most talented person and not be good. Trey Lance could be the most talented quarterback and not be good. Baker Mayfield could be more talented than Jimmy Garoppolo and not be good, right? But outside of Trey, he'd be the most talented quarterback as far as the throws and ability, things he's able to do. I would, at the very least, have him behind Brock Purdy. And I would feel comfortable with that. So a lot at stake right now for the 49ers. I would not say, okay, I got to put all this on the shoulders of Brock Purdy.
I'm muted there. It's a good point you make about skills versus tools, because, you know, just because you're tooled up doesn't mean the finished product is a good quarterback. And on the other side of things, Brock Purdy, not the most tooled up guy, but he showed some skills out there. He showed moxie, grit. He showed the moxie, the toughness, the competitiveness, not afraid to go make plays, made a couple mistakes, like one really bad miss throw where it's like, where's that even going? An ill-advised
few throws. And I do like the first thing he does. My bad. And it's like, what we all know is your bad.
Yeah,
like,
we're pretty sure that you missed almost the entire stadium. That wasn't somebody else's fault there, but no,
there was a throw to
accountability, like, Croc.
That's the key.
Doesn't have.
Debo was open in the flats one time and he just threw the ball out of bounds. And Debo's looking around like, what the hell? And Brock Purdy looks at him and the camera zooms in on him. He's like, my bad, Debo. Hey, Debo, my bad. And I was like, well, I like it. I'm pretty sure Debo knows it's your bad, though.
Yeah. Has a pretty good idea that was your bad. But overall, here, this is okay. Look, hold on. Before we get back into Brock Purdy, let's finish the conversation about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is kind of everything that Jimmy Garoppolo isn't. More willing to take risks, kind of play some hero ball, maybe doesn't get the ball out super quickly, maybe not the greatest leader. Would he be the right locker room fit for the 49ers? If you thought he was just a little bit better than Josh Johnson or even Brock Purdy, which, look, he's a veteran quarterback, but Brock Purdy this week played better than any game that Baker Mayfield has played this year. So okay. I want to say that, first of all. But hold on. But I want to talk about the locker room. Even if he is a little bit better, could it be a net loss still for the 49ers? Like, you know, there's Nick Bosa stuff. And, you know, that stuff you have to put aside, you know, whether, you know, you are college rivals or not. I'm sure he doesn't have a high opinion of him. And I'm sure there's some people that don't have a high opinion of someone like Baker Mayfield. But there are some people now in the locker room, namely Christian McCaffrey, who have played with him, that could maybe vouch for him too. So they have some people in-house that have played with him very recently. They've got film to look at from all the way back to Oklahoma if they want to, or Texas Tech if they want to. But they've got Cleveland film, and then now they have Carolina film. So I haven't seen anything this year that makes me think Baker Mayfield is a good quarterback right now. Is he better than Brock Purdy and Josh Johnson? Is really the question that needs to be answered, because if you're a team that thinks you're going to go into the playoffs and maybe make a run at the Super Bowl, Croc, I mean, that's a good point you made, that you're going to put that all on seventh round rookie, Mr. Irrelevant. It's kind of crazy.
I would feel uncomfortable doing it. And again, you go in, if you ball and you're doing your thing, cool. But if things start to look how I expect it to look for a Mr. Irrelevant, you know, last pick in the NFL draft quarterback, you know, how it can look, right? And I talked about Nick Mullins and how things at times kind of looked with that whole thing. But for some guys, it can change. And it changed for Baker Mayfield. People forget this. When Baker Mayfield first touched the field because Tyrod Taylor got hurt, and I don't know if you remember this, but Tyrod Taylor got hurt, Baker Mayfield came in, and they just thought he's the second coming of Jesus. And there were people after that year, after his rookie year, that said, he's a top five quarterback. He's a top eight quarterback. Like, that's the level that he finished that year at with, you know? Now, we have not seen that version of Baker, not to that extent, since, even in the playoff year where it was like, okay, like, he's a solid quarterback. But It's gone downhill since then. What version of Baker Mayfield would you get right now? It looks like maybe a bad version, but even then, I take my chances knowing, all right, Baker, look, you have a chance to kind of, you know, reinvent yourself a little bit. You come here, be a good guy. Maybe he was a great guy. Christian McCaffrey's like, hey, like, I didn't have any issues with him. He was cool. He was trying to grasp what offense. He didn't do a great job of that right away, but, you know, maybe McCaffrey has good things to say about him. You come into this locker room, you don't have to be the guy. You don't got to be a leader. They got leaders. We need you to make sure that this ship doesn't sink, right? Because right now the 49ers are on to something kind of special, and we're not going to put it all on Brock Purdy's shoulder. Brock Purdy, go out there. He kills it. He's balling. He's slinging it. He's throwing it around. He's making plays with his legs. Awesome. He continues to be the guy. Baker, just be there in case, because 49ers have had bad luck with quarterback injuries. But if Brock Purdy does revert back to, like, okay, this is why he was a seventh-round pick, then you have somebody that can potentially keep you afloat. And that's all. Potentially keep you afloat. A lot of 49ers fans, they love Brock Purdy right now. And that is awesome. That's awesome. Great. I don't want to kill that joy. That's cool. But just in case, I just need a backup plan that I feel a little bit more comfortable with.
Could Croc, the 49ers, be looking at Baker Mayfield, but also maybe making some phone calls to some potentially recently retired quarterbacks that maybe they like a little bit more than Baker Mayfield? Could that be part of the holdup? And could this veteran quarterback enter the fray maybe 10 days from now instead of, say, this week? Next, let's talk about some of the veteran quarterbacks that could be out there for those San Francisco 49ers, if they make sense, if they could be a better option than the 49ers have right now with Brock Purdy, Josh Johnson, and Jacob Eason on the practice squad. Today's episode of Locked On 49ers is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the right people for your team faster and for free. And of course, you know that everybody in the world just about that could be looking for a job has a profile on LinkedIn. So why not reach out to the network of 800 million people? But then whittle that down to exactly the people you want to hire. Maybe find some people that didn't know they wanted to be hired by you, and they find your job, because all you do is add it to your purple hiring frame on your LinkedIn business profile and spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on the candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs as the number one delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks, everybody, for making Locked On 49ers your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, like Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, I was on Locked On Sports on Monday's episode with Peter Bukowski. Go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Kyle Shanahan asked Monday about veterans, if he had taken any phone calls, if he had made any phone calls about some veteran quarterbacks, maybe some recently or not so recently retired quarterbacks, or if any of them have reached out to the 49ers. And Shanahan's answer was, no, we haven't. Still waiting for Joe to call, meaning Joe Montana. Also, Cam Inman saying, who asked the question, saying Steve would be offended. Shanahan says, Steve, I'm definitely ready for Steve. I think he can still run it. Let's do it. So Kyle Shanahan leaving the door open for some veteran quarterbacks, guys that already have rings in Joe Montana and Steve Young. They might be a little too far past their prime, Croc, but are there any other veteran names out there that you like for the 49ers that you might be making a call to, that maybe you'd be making a call to before you put in that waiver claim for Baker Mayfield? Like maybe a little Fitz magic, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick. What about Drew Brees? What about Colin Kaepernick? He's still out there. There's a ton of names. Phillip Rivers is another one. Cam Newton is another one. Are there any of the veteran names out there that could potentially be available for the 49ers down the stretch that interest you?
A lot of the quarterbacks who have recently retired, it's like, man, they're just so shot, Right? I mean, you watch Phillip Rivers, you watch Drew Brees at the end of their career, and it's like, man, Drew Brees could barely throw a 10-yard pass.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't go that route. I think in theory it sounds cool, but no. And I remember, you remember a few years ago now, Jay Cutler retired. He was going to TV, came back, and kind of what it looked like. And it was like, oh, yeah, it's not quite young Jay Cutler. Right? So you risk that. I would say if there's anyone who I feel like could come in, he's prepared, he's ready to go, still can move, athletic. But maybe just a backup. And who knows if he's better than Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson has continued to play. He's still in tune with everything going on. But what about a guy by the name of RG3?
RG3, that's another good one. Former Shanahan protege.
He's doing very well on TV right now. Yeah. But he always says, I am ready. He always says that on TV.
I think the ones that have played the most recently are the most viable options. So to me, that would be Ryan Fitzpatrick. Would be quicker and easier for those guys to get in and play. You know, Fitzpatrick, a lot like Josh Johnson, has played in a ton of different schemes. I'm trying to think if he'd ever played in a...
Did he play last year, didn't he?
I don't think so. Last year. Maybe he was last the backup for the Ravens, right? Was that last year? Similar, Huntley played a lot for the Ravens.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the year before, maybe.
2020
is the last time he played. Okay, but still, that's not that far. Dude, Deshaun Watson played this week. He hadn't played since 2020. Right. And it looked pretty rough. He looked very rusty. So that's the other thing. If you get one of these guys, and look, it's really clear upcoming for the 49ers right now. Brock Purdy, I think he earned the opportunity to start this week for the 49ers. They have a quick turnaround after the Buccaneers game with a Thursday nighter. I don't think you're going to get a player in between Sunday and Thursday to start for you. So this is a two-game audition, two games in 10 days. It's a rough little stretch here for Brock Purdy. And if he can hold his head above water, this is his audition to be the guy the rest of the way and into the playoffs.
What we do know is
have a long week to get another veteran quarterback ready if they don't like what they see the next two games from Brock Purdy. So that's the way I look at it.
Right. And what we do know is he held his head above water against the Miami Dolphins, right? Pressure pack moment, big time opportunity, opposing team that you're going up against. People were like, oh man, they're going to get them, too much speed, etc. You know, look who's on the other side. You got to keep up with them points wise or whatever. Obviously, 49ers defense did a terrific job, but you know, Brock Purdy, no reps, no first string reps, probably barely any second team reps, and likely not many reps with Ayuk and Debo and all those guys. So he definitely didn't get those in preseason. This might be the first time, like in that game, could be the first time that he's really throwing the ball to those guys, like in a team setting. There is that scenario. And even then, ugly misses, had some whatever. There was good throws as well.
Mm-hmm.
There were good throws, good plays that he made on the move. Mm-hmm. The touchdown to Christian McCaffrey, the near touchdown to Christian McCaffrey that McCaffrey dropped. Like, there were some good throws in there. Yeah, so
the drop throw was better than the touchdown throw.
Right. So just, can he continue to stay above water? And obviously, like, that's going to be the test over the next couple of weeks. But I think at least he bought himself that opportunity for sure.
Right. And just timing-wise, to get another quarterback ready, I can't see the 49ers plugging in someone who hasn't been with the team all year ahead of that long week after the Seahawks on the road. But that gives you some time if you're the 49ers to figure things out. And I don't think they have to necessarily go claim the first guy, which is Baker Mayfield, off of waivers, especially if they don't think he maybe fits in culturally with the 49ers. And he hasn't played. Look, so here's the QBR for Baker Mayfield this year. And I know he's at least played good in the NFL, but this year, Baker Mayfield has an 18.2 total QBR this season. This is from Nick Wagner of ESPN. That ranks 520th out of 521 qualified quarterback seasons since the stat started being tracked in 2006. So we're going back 15 years. Baker Mayfield's QBR this year is the second worst, 520 out of 521. Can you guess who number 521 is?
Who is it?
It's Jimmy Clausen in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not ideal. Right. not good. Dude, when you said 18, I was thinking, I don't think I've ever seen one. Not for a season. Like you've seen bad games from guys.
Yes.
But for a season. I don't think I've ever seen one that like that low.
And it's kind of the thing I don't like about QBR is everybody's QBR. You have a good game and it's like 59, 61, you know, it's kind of low. But you have a bad game and it's like 49 or 50. It's like, well, there's not enough separation in the good and the bad a lot of times. Everyone's kind of in that, you know, 50s, maybe 60s QBR for a good game. You don't see a lot of 90s. You don't see a lot of teens. But for Baker Mayfield, that's what he's been playing at this year. It's really bad. It's been awful for Baker Mayfield. And it's been a while since he's played good football in the NFL because he wasn't playing great ball last year. He had some excuses and, you know, but his team didn't want him around. So, you know, this is the second team in this calendar year that says, yep, you know what? We're better without Baker Mayfield. So, and the fact that Kyle Shanahan it didn't look to me, Croc. Did it look to you like Kyle Shanahan changed the game plan because he had a rookie quarterback in there instead of Jimmy Garoppolo? He winged it 37 times?
Yeah.
He attempted 37 passes, rookie quarterback. Your quarterback goes down the first quarter. It's like, all right, here you go. 37 pass attempts. Kyle Shanahan wasn't afraid to deploy Brock Purdy. And so, and he was up to it. It's 57 QBR. You know, I think anything tells us that Kyle's cool with Brock Purdy. He was his guy. They drafted him. He talked about how he liked how he played in camp. There's been multiple reports that he looked pretty good in camp. He beat out the veteran, which we were a little bit surprised about, but we didn't know Jimmy was coming back at the time that he was taking reps ahead of Nate Sudfeld in camp and in those preseason games. So, you know, Brock Purdy, I think he's really done a good job of making the team feel like he is a viable candidate and ready to go, especially as far as rookie quarterbacks go.
I'm looking at Baker Mayfield's QBR right now. I mean, obviously, like this season would be his worst, but it started to get worse. Year three, and this might have been the playoff season, wasn't bad. Like 65.5, like that's not a bad QBR.
Mm-hmm.
So he was good there, but then since then, it's kind of just gone downhill. 26 touchdowns, 8 picks that year. Like, went to the playoffs, won a playoff game. Like, that's not bad. Would you get that version of him, or do you get what you've seen this season, or even, you know, kind of what it was last year? Which last year I kind of give him a mulligan because he was playing with a torn rotator cuff. It was bad. Like, he was all hurt.
I would imagine they would ask, the first person they would talk to is Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Who shared a locker room with him this year. And Christian McCaffrey seems like a no-nonsense, kind of a straight shooting type of guy, and would give them, he wouldn't be like good teammate. He'd be like, no, dude, don't bring him in. You know, I feel like he would be pretty honest about it. So maybe that's something. And I think it'll signal where Baker Mayfield is if he does clear waivers and still doesn't get snatched up right away. And then the 49ers might have some time, could maybe call his people next week after Sunday, do a little roster movement, and then have three quarterbacks on the roster. But what a wild season for the 49ers right now. I have 5 quarterbacks on the roster, 2 on IR, Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, have brought in 2 more quarterbacks. So now they have 3, 2, and 2 more on IR. One's on the practice squad, 2 on the active roster. It's just a wild, wild season for the 49ers right now. I don't know why I feel good about Brock Purdy, though. I'm kind of okay with Brock Purdy. It's the weirdest thing. Maybe just because of the story of it. Mr. Irrelevant, going on a playoff run, after everything the 49ers have gone through at quarterback over the last 2 years, I feel like let's roll that story.
You see the grit, the grittiness. That was something, as soon as he came in, I'm like, okay, let's go. Yeah, I noticed the arm strength thing, but I'm like, whatever, he'll figure it out. You know, like, the team will figure it out around him. And yeah. I think he did a good job, man. Like, he did a good job.
He wouldn't be the first quarterback that doesn't have a great arm that won a lot of football games, too, if he did go on a run.
Well, here's the thing. I think when people think of great arm, it's because a lot of responses I get, no, I saw him throw the ball down the field, right? Like Tua, his arm didn't look good to me, but he threw a ball down the, like throwing a go ball, that's not what, when you're thinking of a big arm, it's not that. It's the some of the throws.
The whole shot.
Where you, when you have to drive a throw, mm-hmm. right? Like when you have to drive a throw, or when you can't have your feet and step into a throw, and you still like can drive a deep out route from far hash, right? Like some things where it's just like a lot of guys either can't make that or won't attempt it, right? The layer throw from Trey Lance that looked like it was 10 feet off the ground, but went over multiple guys in before. You know, like there's just certain throws that some of these guys will attempt when they have the big arms that where it's just like a lot of guys just aren't doing that, right? Like Brock Purdy's not attempting that. We'll see. But I think that's not necessarily his. I don't think that's what his strength would be. I think his strengths are other things, which are good. They're correlated to a win against the Miami Dolphins. I think he understands where to go with the ball for the most part. And I think he'll get more comfortable with that the more he plays. I would still have Baker behind him. I still would have a backup plan. Not Josh Johnson. That would not be my backup plan.
All right. More like Josh Johnson's kind of break of him in case of emergency. And like the first guy's like, we can get Josh Johnson. And we have an NFL quarterback to back up this week. I think that's the Josh Johnson move. And then you start say, okay, now let's see what else we can do that might be better than all that.
How many stints has he had with the 49ers? Is this like number four?
I've heard it's three or four, and I can't remember. It's at least three for sure.
I'll look that up while we
do this. More news on Jimmy Garoppolo. And maybe that prognosis isn't exactly known quite yet for him and what that is going to take. Clearly, he's going to be done for the regular season and in the playoffs, I'm sure. But could it be more like 3 months, more like 6 months affecting his free agency? And a couple other veteran names, Croc, that want to throw out there to you next. Today's episode brought to you in part by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. That's why you'll be able to find a sneak peek of Block Forever, available on Locked On NFL right now. So you don't even have to go to Audible. You can go to Locked On NFL right now to get a sneak peek version of Block Forever. Then go to Audible and make sure you are subscribed up to Block Forever or wherever you find your podcast. A brand new podcast from former NFL All-Pro Ryan Khalil. Khalil takes the conversation about football to the next level. He gives football fans an insider's look at the game today through the eyes of the greatest players and personalities of all time. Khalil sits down with star players, coaches, former pros across the league. They get real about what happens on the field and especially what happens off of the field, behind the scenes, inside the locker room, during team meetings, and back at the hotel. You'll hear players like 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey talk about his love-hate relationship with fantasy football. New episodes of Block Forever available every Thursday ahead of Thursday night football. So head over to Locked On NFL for a sneak peek of Block Forever or catch the full series available anywhere you get your podcast, available everywhere now, including Audible. Get in the game. Croc, I want to throw a name out there. By the way,
real quick. Okay. I meant to tell you, Josh Johnson, fourth stint with the 49ers. All right. So we got 2012, 2014, 2020/2021, and 2022 now. So
pretty amazing. Started with the Harbaugh era, Harbaugh's college quarterback at University of San Diego. Pretty insane career to be able to hang on that long. Impressive.
With 100 different teams.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Can I rattle off the teams he's played for?
Yeah, but Croc, like you've been in camp, you know what it's like to do that dance with agents and tryouts for teams and going in and out of the league. Then you go to a different league and you get calls. And it's like, what is it about a player that would, first of all, him wanting it and keep going and going and going and trying to get it is huge, right? But he doesn't have to play very often. So what is it about a player that teams love that want to keep bringing him in?
He's a pro. He's a professional. That's the only thing I can think of, especially with this amount. And he's not making like a ton of money, right? Like when you're bouncing around like this, like, you know, you say, okay, I'm doing well, but it ain't, you know, like, okay. So I'm going to read off these teams.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, San Francisco 49ers, Sacramento Mountain Lions, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers, Cincinnati Bengals, New York Jets, Indianapolis Colts, Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants, Houston Texans, Oakland Raiders, Washington Redskins, Commanders, San Diego Fleet, Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Wildcats, San Francisco 49ers, New York Jets, Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers. What the hell? That's amazing.
That's more teams than years. That's like two teams per year on average, almost, right?
I don't know how. I wonder if he just keeps a briefcase just packed.
It's 20 teams in 10 years. It's amazing.
You got to just have a briefcase on standby, just, right?
You can't not like Josh Johnson, too, just for that reason. Just see him hanging on. And just, yeah, so he's backing up for the 49ers. He's one play away from playing against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. Okay, I'm going to throw one more name at you, Croc, because this name, while not today, has been brought up by Kyle Shanahan in the past. Do you remember what Kyle Shanahan said when he was asked what his perfect quarterback would look like?
He said RG3's legs with Drew Brees, like, accuracy.
Lamar Jackson's legs.
With, I mean, RG3, yeah, yeah, Lamar, yeah. Jackson, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. With Drew Brees' arm, right?
Yeah.
Well, he can get half of that with actual Drew Brees right now. What if Drew Brees, just the time off, has allowed his arm to heal, get a little bit stronger, get a little bit better? He still has that, you know, competitive edge. He, you know, clearly he's got a mind for playing football. He's, you know, he's him at his best is what Jimmy Garoppolo at his best is what Drew Brees is at his average, right? Just like hyper efficient quarterback that facilitates all of his playmakers. We saw how much Drew Brees loved throwing to his running back, Alvin Kamara, in New Orleans with the Saints. You got Christian McCaffrey here now. Slant boy, Michael Thomas. You've got the slant god in Deebo Samuel. Drew Brees. What do you think about Drew Brees?
When you talk about you get half of them, it's not just half of the two people that you mentioned. So, like, you know, one out of two, but it's like half of half Drew of Brees that. As well. Because so half of that arm is gone. Yeah. I maybe, like you said, the time off did him right, and all of a sudden he's making these throws. But it looked like, I mean, just balls dying left and right on him late. But if you can play ahead with your mind, and look, Drew Brees, you don't got to play a full season here. You are insurance for Brock Purdy, who we all love now, right? We love Brock Purdy. Go out there, play Brock Purdy. But in case he gets hurt, can you fill in the pinch? And, you know, that's what I was, you know, kind of rallying for Baker Mayfield.
Right.
So, hell, Drew Brees, you want to come out of retirement and come out the booth and reset your time clock for the Hall of Fame and not really maybe have to play, you know?
I think that's would be one of the hangups, actually, is because Drew Brees would be coming back to be like the savior and be the starter and play. And also with Baker Mayfield, you get him on the cheap. With some of these other quarterbacks, you think someone's going to get off the couch for, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick probably makes a nice little grip of change doing the TV gig right now. You know, he's not getting the crazy money that some of the analysts and broadcasters get, but you would have to pay, I think, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, but you could get Baker Mayfield for $1.3 million at most, and maybe even at a, you know, discounted veteran minimum level. So there's that too. Like, how much are you willing to pay for that quarterback? So to me, if you go the route of a Ryan Fitzpatrick or a Drew Brees, you're kind of saying, yeah, we're bringing you in to start in, you know, in 3 games time to be that our guy in the playoffs.
Do you remember a player that came back late last year for a certain team that ended up winning the Super Bowl? Old, been out for years. Eric Weddle.
Oh, that's right. Eric Weddle. Yes.
So if Eric Weddle could do it, maybe Drew Brees could do it.
Yeah. The Eric Weddle of quarterbacks is what the 49ers might need to make a call to right now. Drew Brees, though, he is still, I believe, under contract with the Saints, which means trade deadline passed. I don't know if any of that is actually possible. And that's kind of one of the problems with a lot of the retired players is they retire with years on their contracts still. So their teams, you know, they're not released. They're not cut. They're not free agents, they're on the reserve / retired list or whatever it is. And I'm pretty sure that's the list that Drew Brees is on right now. So it might not even be possible, even if the Niners wanted it and Drew Brees wanted it. Drew Brees. Brock Purdy. It's Brock Purdy season, Croc. He's got two more games to prove that Brock Purdy season is going to go through the winter, at least until next spring. Trey Lance, though. What about Trey Lance? That's the last one we haven't talked about. You think the odds sprung up that Trey Lance actually plays in January versus what it would have looked like with the last time Kyle Shanahan was asked about it after the injury, saying, no, he's not coming back. He's done for the year.
I would say that Brock Purdy looked at least there that he's in a groove. He's more of a veteran than Trey Lance, right?
He's older than Trey Lance, and he's played more football.
Older, played 4 years. You know, he's thrown a lot of passes.
Yep.
So he might even be better suited to just come in right now and not say carry this team, because obviously, I mean, third overall pick, you want him to be able to do that. But we know, like, with Trey Lance, is like, well, he needed week one through whatever to get to the point to where he's able to carry a team, right? Like, so, I mean, I think most people could agree he's not there yet, right? So Brock Purdy, and I'm not saying Brock Purdy better than him, but just to be, you know, thrusted into this situation while Trey Lance has just been out, you know, rehabbing, I think you're in a, you know, you probably prefer Purdy right now. Now, if you're saying they both had the same time throughout this whole year and they both just been, you know, at practice squad, then yeah, of course, I mean, Trey Lance. But I think for this moment right here, with the scenario of Trey Lance just not playing or not practicing, not anything, just the most throws he's ever probably attempted in the last 4 or 5 months is just, I'm just playing catch before a game. You know, I think, you know, Purdy, like, Trey Lance, rest up. Next year's your year. So
we're on the verge of Purdy mania right now, Croc, but there's also the potential that Brock Purdy, he was Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick in the draft for a reason. If he does fall on his face over the next couple of games or maybe this week, and you don't have another backup plan, as you mentioned earlier, then you look pretty dumb if you're the San Francisco 49ers. So this could still go a lot of ways. I can't wait to see how it turns out. But right now, it's Brock Purdy's time.
Real quick, do you remember Nick Mullins came in for an injured Jimmy Garoppolo, had to play against the Jets, then went and played against the Giants. And what that looked like?
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like Joe Montana or something.
He looked amazing. Yeah, there's all those.
And then he kept playing.
Yeah, and then kept playing. He's like, okay, come down to earth. Yeah, and that's definitely what can happen. That can absolutely happen. All right, a lot of fun. We'll continue to talk about it. Hit us up with your questions in the YouTube comments or on Twitter at BDPeacock, at Eric_Crocker. Make sure you check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show daily right here on the network, as well as Locked On NFL Draft featuring one Eric Crocker. And Croc and I back tomorrow right here, Locked On 49ers.